Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, we've been through the trials and tribulations and celebrations and lamenting over the 2022 midterm elections, but it's time to look ahead and chart the course because we need to keep any momentum of identity that we've built up going forward, and I really hope that many people aren't going to go to the sidelines and relax and say, I got bystander apathy now. You do the work, Hodges. You do the work, Dr. Sherry Edwards. And that's who's with us today. Dr. Sherry Edwards, bioacoustic analysis is her specialty, and she can tell your motives, your health, all kinds of things, your intentionalities, by reading the frequency vibrations on your voice print. And I can tell you it works. I've had it done to me. She even detected things I had as a child that are at least dormant now. They're certainly not present. And I'm talking from a health perspective. This stuff works. And the science is there. And she's had all kinds of highfalutin corporations wanting to buy her out. And she's saying, no way. I got a mission to serve. I need to expose the truth. And we're going to do that. But before we join Sherry, need to let you know, the train strike is drawing near. Some people say it could happen on the 16th of November when the mechanics go out and the truckers won't the train workers won't cross the picket line. Well, 62% of all food is transported by train. Then you've got the diesel situation. You've got the price of diesel situation. You've got over 110 food processing plants that have been destroyed since Biden became president. What a coincidence that is. And so the long and short of it is, and I could say a lot more, is food could be in very short supply. And even if there is food, getting it to market could be problematic. So you need to take matters into your own hands more than you already have. And I'm speaking to myself as well as you. So my Patriot Supply has everything you need. 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality food. It has 2,000 calories per day. That's right. So you're not eating to lose weight. You're eating to survive when you go to your storable food. And listen, they've got a great special, $250 off the 3-month, 12-week emergency kit. And if you're ordering, say, like a year or 2 years, then you can order in 3-month increments and realize that savings all the way through. It's a great deal. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Sherry, I wanted to give you a brief but accurate introduction with bioacoustic analysis. Is there anything else that people should know that I might not have said?
That the frequencies in your voice are a holographic representation of the frequencies in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You've been able to prove that by looking at people's individual vocal prints and as groups.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be doing today. Look at a group of political figures to try to come up with some solution. People want fairness and honesty, and that's not what we're getting.
No, we're not. Well, anyway, Sherry, it's good to have you back on the show because you've become a very popular guest on our TV side at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And I tell you, people love Sherry's information. She's also a frequent guest on our friend Sarah Westall. By the way, Sarah's coming on later this week. But I met Sherry because of Sarah Westall, and I've thanked her many times for that. I love Sarah Westall. Anyway, we have to talk about today the 2024 election. Who's going to be posturing? And I'm telling you right now, I really expect by tomorrow, next week, that this election campaign for 2024 will kick off. But even if it's informal, Hillary Clinton's already started posturing. If I'm not the president, the election was stolen. She's already said that. Did you catch that recording of her, Sherry, Hillary Clinton?
Yes, and she just wants to be relevant, and she just doesn't realize she's past her prime. And people
yeah.
are just spending her. She's one of the biggest manipulators I have ever encountered.
Can you imagine being married to her?
Oh,
the manipulation factor. Oh my gosh. I just, no empathy. Am I right about her? No empathy?
No empathy. I just did an article about her, the many faces of Hillary Clinton, and how she can use words to manipulate people. And that's not my perspective, that came right off the computer. They took her voice, looked at it, and said she can be anything and any person she wants as long as she's working toward getting what she wants out of you.
Yeah, bingo. That's exactly right. What she wants, her servant mentality is zero. I mean, remember, what difference does it make that Chris Stevens and his bodyguards died? What difference does it make? Wow. Pretty interesting, isn't it?
A lot of the politicians right now, the words are not theirs. They have no foundation. It's somebody else pushing them. But with Hillary, it's pure greed pushing her.
Yeah. What do you make of that?
That she wants what she wants and she thinks she deserves it and she's going to go after it no matter who she has to, I don't want to say screw to do it, but that's pretty much what's going on.
How about murder to do it? How about the 300 close associates who have met untimely ends? How about that?
I think she doesn't want to get her hands dirty. She sort of pays to have it done.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, I hear what you're saying, Sherry, and I'm in agreement with you from my time of researching her. I don't know if you can ever pick up on things like this, but did you know that she is an active member of Witches Covenant? She's a fourth degree coven witch and attends services once a month out in Los Angeles. Did you know that?
Good grief, no.
Yeah, I reported on that in the 2016 campaign. And honestly, I have to tell you, it's... How do I say this tactfully? It was a very easy thing to find. I'm very serious. There's some stuff in print about it. And she was actually asked that one time by a reporter, and her reaction kind of said it all. But yeah, she's a witch. I mean, we're not being crude here, folks. She's an honest-to-goodness witch. Of course, we should be careful. She might cast a spell on us like she did Bill Clinton. That's why I asked you, can you imagine being married to her? Okay, so do you feel that she's going to run in 2024? I certainly do.
I think she's going to try and get propped on. Because she doesn't want to have anything to do with her. But
yeah.
She'll go.
I don't think she is going to get the nomination.
I would agree with you. Look at her book about famous women or important women. Position herself. I get to make decisions about who's important. I think that book was...
Yeah, exactly. No, you're exactly right. Just another way you described her, total manipulation. Totally agree with you. You know, it kind of gives me a fresh perspective it gives me a fresh perspective on Bill Clinton, too. You know that? Because, you know, I think he's generally not a nice person. Certainly doesn't treat women well. But I personally believe that he was manipulated a lot by her in the presidency. Yeah, exactly.
A label for her.
Yeah, my equipment's going crazy here, as you can hear in the background here, and it's no shutting it off. You know, folks, we're being interfered with on our show in so many ways. I tried to interview Sam Arnold the past evening, and we had bizarre interference after bizarre interference. And Doug Thornton and I, a few days ago, had the same problem. So am I surprised on the in election time? No, not in the least. I think that's exactly what they want to do. So anyway... we'll continue. Noise abatement continued, and we'll soldier on and do the best we can do. Okay, we had you look at some people who are possible front runners in the 2024 election. And we looked at Marjorie Taylor Greene, and before we analyze whether she's a good fit for Trump, I think that we should probably take a look at her characteristics. What did you discover about Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I'd like to back up a step and say what we think is going to happen with this election from everybody we've done and we're going to talk about today. There is either going to be a red tsunami, and everybody thinks that, or the election's going to be stolen, or Biden's going to stop the elections, some kind of executive.
Yeah, war. Yeah, I know. And that's
Biden wants war.
Yes, and we're recording this on the day of the election, I should say. So, but we don't know the results. But like I said, we wanted to look ahead. I do think, like I said, the 2024 election, I think, is in real jeopardy. I tend to agree with you. I absolutely agree with what you're saying, because the Democrats are going to be no more popular in 2 years than they are now, because they're not going to abandon their green cult ideology, which is take away all energy and to hell with the people and let them freeze to death. Let the people, you know, as Marie Antoinette said before they cut her head off, let them eat cake. I think that that's where we're headed, and I think that's the mentality of the Democratic Party. So I do agree with you. I think the election is going to be in trouble. But let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's kind of a newcomer on the scene, and she is the darling of the bulldog right.
That's a great way to express it. She's a fighter, but she doesn't necessarily know who she should fight for, where she should put her energy. I would trust her to watch my back because she's very loyal, but she's like Trump, like a bull in a china shop. They're too much alike, and if they were to run together, people would hate it because they already have Trump as the fighter. They need a partner with him that has a little bit of civility. But I would trust her. I just wouldn't trust her completely to not be a fighter on topics that she shouldn't get involved with. She doesn't know where to put her energy.
Yeah, in other words, she's not sure of her boundaries.
Yes.
And I think her goals are scattered and not real well defined. When I hear her speak about globalists, and she does bring that topic up, and I hear Carrie Lake speak about globalists, Carrie Lake knows exactly who she's talking about. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene realizes she thinks it's an invisible enemy out there that we can't see and know a lot about. And, you know, I think that the more that she serves in office, the more she's going to find out. But I don't think she has a real well-defined knowledge of who's behind this and how evil they truly are. What she sees is the end result product that she stands up against, which is more than most are doing.
You know, she has a really solid, you're not going to get past me, but she really doesn't know what she's fighting for.
Well, someone wants to eliminate her voice. Two things. One, she's been SWAT teamed 6 times. Did you know that?
Yes, I read that.
6 times, and SWAT, being SWATted is dangerous. You make the wrong move inadvertently, you're dead. And clearly someone wants her murdered. And this goes to the point of Merrick Garland that we've talked about before on the show. Mr. Evil, Mr. Weasel, Mr. Do Anything that the Democrats and Deep State want me to do. So he won't even investigate a crime against a sitting congresswoman. 6 crimes. And he could find out who these people are. Heck, they caught all the people that were at the J6 rally that got inside the Capitol. They sure as hell can find out who did this, but they don't care. It's just like any other attack, like Lee Zeldin, you know, when he was, they attempted to murder him in a campaign stop. It's an attack upon a sitting congressman, a gubernatorial candidate, and Merrick Garland did nothing. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, they've tried to take her out because they do see her as a threat. And I think she's going to be a bigger threat as time goes on and her knowledge increases. But the other reason, the other thing I've seen here, were you aware they tried to get her off the ballot?
Yes.
They said she was a planner of the J6 insurrection. I mean, what a joke that is.
The whole thing, not just her. I would hope whoever gets in office next is going to do away with that January 6th and pardon anybody that they tried to do in.
I love
They're
that.
They're just
yeah.
Politics to go after their enemies. And that's not America. We want to be free to think and do and go where we want to do that. An insurrection, doesn't that mean guns and takeover and power?
Yeah.
That is what happened.
You know, it's funny, as an aside, it would take a little side tour here, a detour, but in the trial for the Oath Keepers, And I'm not afraid to say this. I've met Stuart Rhodes, had dinner with him. That was, oh gosh, probably over 10 years ago. And there was no discussion of anything like that. I've talked to him on the phone since then. No discussion of insurrection. And what's interesting in his trial, this is so funny. If you were going to carry out an insurrection, you'd need weapons, and you'd need the weapons on you. But he left the weapons in Virginia that they carried with them for self-protection, because Washington, D.C. has such strong prohibitions to having weapons. So he did the responsible thing. He followed the local law. He left his weapons in Virginia along with all his followers. And yet in his trial, they're making it seem like it's an offense against the United States if you had weapons anywhere. He hid his weapons in Virginia. But wait a minute, he's committing an insurrection at the Capitol. Wouldn't he have to have those weapons with him if that was his intention? I mean, their whole case is a joke.
Absolutely, and people recognize it's not fair, it's not honest, and Liz Cheney just ought to be run out of town.
Oh my gosh, she's a scorned woman. I mean, she's reacting like the aging lady that is married to a multimillionaire and he dumps her for his 20-year-old secretary. I mean, and honestly, I don't blame women for being mad at that. But that's how she's acting. She got kicked out of office by 70% of the Republican voters in Wyoming. 70%. And you know what? You know what? They said, we don't like you. So she's now a scorned woman. She's campaigning for all the Democrats.
Revenge is all through her chart.
Oh, so yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, all I got to say about Liz Cheney and Daddy Dick, Dick Cheney, the fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree. Give her long enough and she could be involved in a big false flag like Daddy was. Anyway, yep, there, Dave said it. Can you believe Dave said that? Oh, anyway. We got to take a time out just for a second. We'll come back and close the loop on Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then we'll talk about what's going on with Trump. And there's some interesting things going on with Trump. Very, very interesting things. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. First of all, I need to let you know that we've reached a deal with the Mike Lindell MyPillow Company. And we've got you a great deal. We've got half off. We've got half off. Hear that? Or even more, 2-for-1, or sometimes 3-for-1. And they have the pillow sheets, the, you know, all the bed stuff, you know, the slippers too, the doggy bed. We have it all at our house. They said, can we send you some samples? I said, sorry, my wife beat you to the punch. But they said, we want to do something nice for your audience, Dave, because you've been at the forefront of exposing voter fraud. And I said, thank you very much. So here's how you get your special deal for MyPillow. Go to my store. .com and put in the code word Hodges. MyStore.com and the code word Hodges will get you in for those great discounts. Well, we're talking with bioacoustic expert and inventor Dr. Sherry Edwards, and she is at the forefront of a new science, and it's not real new, but it's new in terms of how old science is, and many people have tried to buy her out. Sherry, just for a second here, just for credibility's sake, tell my audience who in particular, if you can tell us, I don't know if there's any proprietary agreement, but tell us who's tried to buy you out, if you can.
The biggest one is Japan.
The government?
Well, he claimed to be from the government. He offered me like $6 million. And that was 10 years ago.
Oh, my.
Do you remember the professor that we did on the show? He was a professor at a university. He stood up and said, we have Biden and his cronies in our pocket. We're going to do everything we can do to help that country, the U.S., get rid of Trump.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do remember that, yes.
At the beginning. And I see evidence all the time that some of our techniques are being used in making new medicines.
Really? Boy, that's interesting.
Another show.
Another show, absolutely. Speaking of medicines, I don't know if you heard this or not, but amoxicillin's on very short supply now, and they say the other antibiotics are in danger too.
Well, we're on the verge of being able to give medications by frequency, and I am not going to release it until the government makes me.
I understand.
By withholding medication and insulin from people. But I certainly am trying to train people so that they can use it in their communities. Because it's coming.
You know, a long time ago when I was in grad school, oh gosh, do I have to tell you how long it was? It was 30 years ago. Longer, actually. And I remember having a discussion with one of my favorite professors. What a great, great guy. And we were talking about the future of psychology and psychiatry. And we talked about frequency modulation of the brain to work on things like schizophrenia, balance out those chemical imbalances, depression, you know, boost the serotonin just through frequency use, and no side effects from the drugs. And he said, you know, Dave, the real proof for this is so simple. He said, imagine you're sitting in a movie and they're coming up on a suspenseful scene, but you don't see the scene yet. But they start playing the ominous music. What kind of mood does that put you in? And I said, I know. And he said, imagine on the flip side, you hear your favorite song and you're getting ready in the morning, and all of a sudden you're in a great mood to go face the day. He said, that is frequency manipulation of the brain that can actually alter behavior. And this is really what you've discovered and put it into a package. When did you first, we got a lot of new listeners here on our podcast in addition to our radio show. But so let's cover a couple of the basics before we go back to these candidates. When did you first start working on the frequency aspect?
When I first started working on it seriously as a science, but way before then, I used it. I didn't know what I was doing. That I would be able to tell from people's sounds that come out of your ear what was happening. I remember one time my Aunt George, somebody asked her something, and I said, blah, 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 blah. She said this, she meant this. And Georgie said, I didn't say that, you little witch. But it was like I could hear the words that were going on, and it scared me, but I used it anyway. I cheated in school that way. If I didn't know an answer to something, I'd just raise my hand, ask the teacher, and they would think about it, and I'd get the answer.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding. Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay.
I think this is something all of us can do if we just strip away all the stuff that keeps us from being able to hear other people's frequencies.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, too. And you're talking about what we normally refer to in layman's language as extrasensory perception, and you're saying there's a frequency component to it that you can pick up on people's thoughts if you can tune into the frequencies. And yes. That's what I heard you describe. Was that right?
Yes, we wanted everybody to know how to do it because we think they deserve to know the truth and base their life on what is real. And so that's why we've created all the computer programs so everybody can do it.
That is really fascinating. The one, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this question. Okay, you used the word holographic very early on in our show today. And my feeling, and by the way, there's empirical studies that show that some people possess above the laws of chance through controlled research using double-blind methods. There's people that can actually tap into thoughts, events in the future, and so forth. In fact, actually, the Princeton Engineering Anomalies research study that went on over 3 decades, they found that people can anticipate danger. Sometimes they just choose not to look at it, but about a 4-hour window, big things they've measured in the past was they were studying people. The 2 biggest events they found were the 9/11 was one, and number 2 was the tsunami of 2004. And a whole body of research on this. But my feeling is that power is extra dimensional. In other words, it's above the 3 dimensions, probably the 5th dimension where time and space is. And you use the word holographic. Are you talking about the same thing?
I think so. We're used to a holographic picture, but I think the sounds that come from your body, from every point in your body, and particularly from your brain through your ears, are picked up by whoever is around you, and that's why we really know. We just don't trust it.
Wow. I think it is. I think it is extra dimensional. I've often said, in fact, actually, I was corrected when I was doing my PhD work, and someone corrected me, one of my professors, and I likened the brain to the functioning of a computer, high processing computer. And they said, no. It's holographic, Dave. It's holographic, just what you said. And so now, 25 years later, I'm going, yeah, I get that now. I understand what they were saying. So it is interesting, and we're picking up on that science, people, if you just joined us, and we're talking about applying this science to analyzing the intentions and health and so forth of various front runners for the 2024 election. Let's go to Donald Trump. You think he's gone through some changes recently since the last time we looked at him?
Yes, he loves America. He loves the people. But right now he's getting himself into trouble by talking down or nasty about other people. People don't want to hear that from him. They want to hear that he's up and loving and caring. And when, and I don't know if this is fake news or not, but you can read that he called DeSantis some names.
Yeah.
He better stop that.
I agree. He called him DeSanctimonious, Ron DeSanctimonious.
No. Well, it's not going to go over big. And they've dirtied him up so much, I don't know if he's ever going to recover.
I don't think it matters to his base.
Well, he's going to have more than his base to come back and win.
Bingo.
But when he's saying that the election, the 2020 election was stolen, I think it's going to come out in history that he was absolutely right. It was stolen.
Have you, listen, you're talking to someone who researched this in Maricopa County, and I think it was a bellwether for the nation. Now, I'm not on firm ground when I say that part. I'm on very firm ground that I've proven five different ways this election was stolen in Maricopa County, which is the largest county in Arizona, eighth largest in the nation. And it was really easy to prove. In fact, Sherry, let me share with you the reaction I got. I published an article on May 8th, 2021, and I said, here are the five ways. And I did use three unnamed sources who were election center heads, and they were pissed. And they saw things I was writing, questions I was asking. I was making noise at the Tea Party when Liz Harris was presenting. And so they contacted me, and they all told the same story independent of each other, but I have to be careful. I can't reveal who they are because they felt that there could be action taken against them. I don't know if there still could be, but I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to give up my source. But that was only one of the five. And I went through all of these things, and let me tell you the reaction I got. I published the article, and friends of mine, like Paul Preston, he had me on a show, Sarah, our mutual friend, she published my article, talked about me on her show. In fact, I was actually on her show about this. And she got a call and was said something to the effect that Dave Hodges is going to ruin you. You better stop following him. And this is right after. Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio, one of the most popular digital shows in America, he was told Dave Hodges is going to get you killed if you don't back off. 13 people who are associated with me in some form or another got phone calls or emails like this from the election fraudit people who were pretending to do an audit, and they were doing nothing but covering up what happened. So I would say, you know, don't tell me you're not guilty when you're acting like you're guilty.
When you have to lie and threaten and kill people,
yep,
you're not on the right side.
No, it's amazing. It's no secret here since I've been in the election season. I'm being shadow banned like crazy over on YouTube. I mean, just it's insane how bad it is. And sometimes the number of comments has outnumbered the number of views. I'm being very serious. That's happened over there. And I'm thinking, well, okay, I know what game you're playing. And they're taking away, they're not notifying my subscribing base. They very rarely get notified. So it's election season. And I expect after the election, it'll all go back to normal. In terms of when the final votes are counted, the midnight absentee ballots, that most of them are fake. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. But let's go back to Trump, though. You say Trump is smeared. I agree with you, and we can compare him and DeSantis here in a minute. But you think something has changed within Trump, and I'd like you to identify that.
I wish I could. He's starting to use Democratic tactics, and I really don't like that. DeSantis has a lot to lose. He'd have to give up the governorship to run. But I think Trump and DeSantis would make a great pair. But I just don't know who's willing to give up their personal ego to save the party.
Well, I have to tell you this. DeSantis would be a good insurance policy against the Trump assassination, because I think he'd be as determined as Trump to work on some things, maybe even more so. So, you know, like when Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson was one of them. In fact, there's a lot of people, like my late friend Jim Mars, that believes he was involved. And I think he makes a good case for that. But Trump's insurance policy could be DeSantis, and I'm surprised that he's so unenlightened on this issue that he's saying this. But what's changed within Trump that you've seen? Is there a big change that we should know about?
Well, he's accepted that he's going to get hit on, and he sort of sees it as a badge of honor. But he thinks the people in the Republican Party should respect him enough not to run against him, even if they're the better person. And he's got to get over that big hump of an ego that's keeping him wanting the position so bad that he's willing to do things that are out of character.
Well, I'm going to give away the substance a little bit, a small part of a show I'm going to do with Doug Thornton, former DHS operative. He told me, he said, I and many people I worked with in the government would like to see DeSantis run rather than Trump in 2024, because he's more polished, more professional, won't alienate the soccer moms and so forth. And he had some good points. My answer to that, I'm going to throw this out and get your reaction to this based on what you found. My reaction to that is Trump still carries the base of the Republican Party, and you have to weigh losing part of the base who will die with Trump. They would die for Trump, versus how many independent voters you might lose because of his bombastic ways. What do you think?
Well, even if DeSantis was to run with Trump as a vice president, they're there to support each other, and they need to quit fighting.
Uh-huh.
DeSantis doesn't have all of the ego that Trump has, but I think Trump thinks he deserves to be back in the White House, and he likely does, because I believe what I saw in 2000 Mules and the other videos. There is proof, although stupid, they have arrested the director of that 20,000, not DeSantis, but the lady.
Oh, Dinesh D'Souza's producer was arrested? Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about it. They said they arrested her based on...
Oh, Catherine Engelbrecht, yes.
Yes, that she was giving out disinformation and she didn't have any proof at all. Watch the movie. The proof is there. They're totally denying it.
I'll toot my horn. The proof is in that May 8th article I wrote, too. Let's put it this way. I've had people privately tell me in the Arizona State Legislature that I was right on the money. And this, a lot of what I said was common knowledge, that people are afraid to talk about it. Political careers would be ruined. And I exposed a lot of the rhinos. So it wasn't hard to find. I'm telling you, when you dig into this stuff, it's really easy to prove. Trump was so screwed. Yeah, and I'll just say this, too, because we're going to be questioning some things that happened in this last election here in a few days. But when you were in Arizona, you saw nothing but Trump signs. Even today, with his departure from the Oval Office, you still see Trump signs. You don't see Biden. Biden had an event about 10 days before the election in downtown Phoenix, and local Channel 10, Fox News 10, where Carrie Lake actually was the broadcaster then, they covered the event, and they started out by saying, we can't find anybody here except for the organizers. No one attended Biden's event. He and Kamala were together, and no one showed up. 2 days later, Donald Trump, in his honor, had a car caravan go through Arizona, and the caravan was 26 miles long. A week later, he did a gathering in Prescott, Arizona, and he had 25,000 people there. So just the smell test that Biden won, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit at all. So he did have the election stolen. And honestly, too, I think we're going to discover this latest midterm situation. It was stolen as well. Okay, you said something to me in our pre-air discussion about Trump possibly hiding something.
Well, that was Obama.
Oh, okay, I misunderstood. All right. What's Obama? I know what Obama's hiding.
Trump needs to be toned down. That's why I want to talk about that. But what's Obama hiding?
It's funny you brought this up. I ran an article back in 2016 during the campaign, and I was saying, we're going to find out a lot about Ukraine, the overthrow of the Russian control puppets in Ukraine. Most of them were executed in public. And I'm going to say, we're going to find out why they did this, why the CIA was involved, why we provided snipers to do this work. And that's because the Burisma, Rosemont Seneca groups that we know now were tied to the development of the Wuhan virus, and it was shipped to Wuhan, and Devin Archer and the president's son, Hunter Biden, accompanied that shipment. Now, here's what I had on this, okay? This is why I know Obama's guilty of sin. He commissioned a think tank education group, and he flew over, and the flight went left to Ukraine, landed in Hamburg, Germany. I have the flight numbers, the itinerary, I have the hotels, I have the presenters, I have everything. I got everything from Scribd, you know, where the government dumps a lot of documents. Now they purged it, but I kept the hard copies. So I still have this. I've run this story twice. I ran it last year, and the first time I ran it in 2016. Here's what they did. They brought in Ukrainian prosecutors to different locations. They had a five-day seminar on how to prosecute Burisma and the other crimes without ensnaring American politicians or their family members. This is a fact. I have the documents. It's on the commonsenseshow.com. So Obama's worried that if there's a change in power, that Trump is not going to hold back like he did the first term he served, that if he gets into power, okay, he's going to blow this whole thing wide open and people are going to be going to jail for a long time. That's what they're worried about.
I didn't know what it was, but if you look at Obama's talking, and it used to be all yellow. He could intellectualize anything. Even when he's talking about that kid that had his head chopped off, he was intellectualizing that event. And now most of his voice is blue. It's all emotional, and it's in the octaves of where he is protecting himself and protecting something physical.
His body language is a lot more rigid as well, too. And, you know, my training in mental health and so forth, I used to teach body language. And it's something I've seen in him. His actions physically are robotic. His synchronizations between his gestures and his vocal tone, they're dissynchronous. In other words, he's lying. That's a good indicator of lying. But his body language being rigid speaks to extreme stress. So you and I are seeing the same thing. I'm seeing it through the eyes of a therapist. You're seeing it through bioacoustics.
I thought maybe it had to do with Solyntra, that big company that he had his friends start, and they took all the money from the government and then dumped the whole company. I knew it was something physical.
I know that story inside now. Someday, I don't want to get into it here on the air at this point, but I dealt with that issue. I dealt with the person behind it, Pat Stryker, and I dealt with a child, I call it a legal child abduction case by the courts to quiet an activist in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I spent 2 years on this case. And I'll tell you about this privately. And to everybody else, I'm referring to the Stacey Lynn matter, and you can go look it up and read for it yourself. This initiated in 2012, and I even referenced it as late as 2016. So I would go and read that on thecommonsenseshow.com. And Sherry, you and I will have a fun discussion about this, because I know that story inside and out. And yes, she was a friend with Obama. She was invited to the inaugural ball. She's friends with George Soros. Yeah, you get it. She runs Fort Collins. She's largely responsible for Colorado going from a red state to a blue state. At least that's my judgment. And she was the queen of Cylindria and a whole lot of other things. So, yeah, interesting how you made that connection. That's brilliant on your part. Okay, let's go to Carrie Lake. Okay, how do you find her? When you do her bioacoustic analysis, what do you see with Carrie?
Delightful. But I want to say one more thing about Obama. He's going to be found to be a traitor.
Well, he is. He is. Boy, this is a whole show. In fact, probably Doug and I will end up covering this in some regard. But he was recruited to politics by Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers was the head of the Weatherman Underground, late 60s. He's disbarred. He can never be a lawyer because he and his wife were connected to two deaths. One of a San Francisco police officer, and another was a security guard in an armed robbery where people in their group committed violent crimes. And Bill Ayers told Larry Grathwall, late Larry Grathwall, who used to be on my show quite a bit, he told Larry, because Larry was a paid FBI informant to penetrate the group, that when we take over, and this is the group that's in power now, when we take over, we will have to have re-education camps, and we'll have to put 50 million people in there and do away with over half of them. I have that on tape on my website with Larry Grathwall's interview. And we were smart enough to record a visual, because he's no longer here to talk about it. We think he was murdered as well, too, so he couldn't say any more. But he recruited Obama to run for the state Senate and then the Senate. And he and his father, Tom Ayers, were responsible for launching Obama into prominence in the Democratic Party with the help of Oprah Winfrey. It's an interesting story, but it's another show for another time.
Well, this kind of greed from Obama and China together is... Uh-huh. Is running our elections, who's running our country.
From what you've seen of Carrie Lake, what kind of leader would she make?
She would be the answer to our prayers. She is delightful. She's intelligent.
Yeah.
She would be a better better running mate for Trump, because she'd tone him down.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the things they're trying to do with the country and with her too is to gaslight everybody and tell big lies and try to change people's opinions, even about themselves. She won't stand for that. You hear her up there saying when somebody says something, she jumps them and she has the facts to back it up. I would love to see her run, even as president. She has
yeah.
a
lot. Let her serve a term as governor. I agree. She would be a good running mate with DeSantis. I've already thought that one through. Something that Doug Thornton and I are talking about later. We need to take a quick break, our last break here, and I need to tell you, everybody, about the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. Europe is getting the grid down notices from their government to their people. And you say, well, they have more severe temperatures. Well, if you live in the desert like me, that's true. If you live in Michigan, where they've already announced they're going to close more coal plants and cut off the pipeline for natural gas from Canada and just let those people freeze. In New England, same deal. They can't afford the home heating oil that they have to purchase, you know, the propane and so forth. It's getting really bad out there, people. And when they shut the grid down, if it's down too long, then you're going to be scavenging for water. And the biggest cause of death the fifth day into a crisis, any crisis, is waterborne illness. So you need a really good filter, and the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is the best there is. They published their research, and what they have done also, like the food, My Patriot Supply, they have held prices the same, and they have not raised prices. So you want quality, and you want it for a less expensive price, you go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. We're back with Dr. Sherry Edwards, the founder of Bioacoustic Analysis, and we've made a lot of headway analyzing candidates in the time I've known Sherry. But I want to tell you something about Carrie Lake, Sherry, that I think you'll find interesting. The manner in which she quit Channel 10, Fox News 10 in Phoenix, she was the top numero uno followed broadcaster in Phoenix. She won numerous awards, and people can see why. She's beautiful, she's articulate, she is honest, and people trust her when she speaks because she's not a BSer. And after the election, she said, I can't take it anymore. I can't tell people propaganda that I know is not true. And she quit. She didn't quit to run for governor, as Katie Hobbs said. She had a dormant period in there of about 2 months. And some of the people in the Republican Party came to her and said, we need you. We think you'd be a good candidate. And that's how she got into this. That's her story about how she was launched into politics. She was an unwitting recruit. She was just quitting because she said, I can't tell people lies anymore. That right there should put her to the head of the class, don't you think?
Absolutely. When we first did her voice, she had all the right traits, except she didn't believe in herself as much as she should to be in a political position. But that is gone now. She's out there roaring, and she's civil, and people want civility in our government, and that is just down the tubes. Of all the people that you've had me interview, these candidates, the one thing they have in common is they all have a whole octave of naive. They know they're fighting a losing battle. And I think Pelosi knows because she's trying to get some other kind of job. But think about it. Biden's voice now, and he's circled around a lot, it's now mostly green, which means for a purpose. So all these lies and these gaffes and this gibberish he spouts is all for a purpose. I don't know what the purpose is yet. For somebody to attack him and say he doesn't need to be president, do they really want Kamala in there? Good grief.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Kamala will never be the candidate. The Democrats aren't that dumb that they would put her up.
Well, if Pelosi knew that she's the second in charge and Biden's going to go, she would be looking for an ambassadorship. So
I've heard that too. Yeah, to Italy. That's where she wants to go. Yeah.
I think his gaffes are real, and we've even looked at the medication he's on. We know that it's, I think it's Norexin, the part of his brain that it's.
You're speaking about Biden now, right?
Yeah, Biden and the medication he's on. Now, this is the computer. It's not my opinion. The computer says he is on a medication that indicates that he's been on a lot of hard drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd have to be. You see an ebb and flow in his condition rather than a substantial rate of decline because of the medications he's on. They're delaying the inevitable as best they can. But you're right. I do agree with you. He came out and he said, we won't rest until we have regime change in Russia. And the White House goes, oh, holy crap. You're not supposed to say that. And they had to walk that comment back. But obviously he heard it somewhere. Because he's not the one making the decisions.
How do you back the fact that the president doesn't know that we have 50 states? That is just beyond me. A third grader would know that.
Yeah. Well, 54 states. He can't find his way out of the room. But look at Pennsylvania, Fetterman. He shouldn't even been in the race. The guy can't talk. He's a walking, talking idiot, all respect included because of his condition. But he sounds like an absolute moron. And he wasn't a moron. I didn't agree with his views, but he wasn't a moron before the stroke. He's incapable of serving. But they didn't stop stupid Democrats from voting for him.
They're trying to put people in power that they can control.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, I saw this with my own eyes. Biden turned to Fetterman's wife and said, you will make a great senator. That's saying that Fetterman will get in, he'll leave because of health conditions, and his wife will be the boss. And by the way, she's one of those Brazilian communists that overthrew Bolsonaro in the election that just took place. She's one of them.
We are being told so many lies. People who lie to you only have one thing in their heart, that they want you to serve them. They don't want you to know the truth so that you can serve your own agenda. They've got so many people out there. You know, I stumbled on George Conway, and he comes across as such a buffoon, but he, like a lot of these Democrats, don't have a foundation. They're spouting somebody else's words, somebody else's agenda. And to know that all of these people that we've looked at, from Liz Cheney to Obama, they're all very, very high and naive. They're just too stupid to know what's really going on, or somebody's just feeding them a bunch of trash.
Yeah, let me give you a historical perspective on that. You're so right on the money with that. These people think, they know they're serving the deep state. And they know China will one day dominate this country as part of the representatives of the global empire they're building. They know that. But what they don't know is that they're the original brown shirts. They have betrayed their country. They have sold us out to China. They've sold us out to many foreign powers. They've opened the borders. They've wrecked our economy. And they think that they're going to be rewarded when this is over. History does not treat brown shirts well. Hitler killed all of his. Mussolini did too. And so did Mao. Mao got rid of his inner circle. Stalin purged his. So what these people don't realize is they're going to end up on the wrong side of a gun. If their side wins and they get total autocratic control, many of these people are not going to be around to reap the benefits of their work.
So they turn on each other from the greed.
I don't think it's a matter of turning each other. I think the execution will be, let me put it this way. When Benedict Arnold left because of ego and went to fight with the British, he wasn't getting promotions or recognition he thought he deserved. And so he joined the British, fought as a general in the South, in the Southern colonies, was pretty undistinguished. And when the war was lost, he went to Britain, and he and his wife were allowed to live out their lives there. But they all shunned him. They wanted nothing. It's kind of like the royal family and their cast-offs. Nothing to do with them at all. And this is going to go even further with the red shirts here, because they know where all the bodies are buried, so to speak, and they're going to be done away with. I'm telling you, these people out in front now, Pelosi, her life would be in danger. Schumer, McConnell, I don't think they would survive a hostile foreign takeover. They'd get rid of him. Because here's the thinking the British had about Benedict Arnold. If the Americans couldn't trust one of their own generals, a leader, and he'd actually been the governor of a section, okay, if they can't trust him, then how can they trust him? And the Chinese have an interesting way of dealing with that. They just execute you. So I think that's the fate that lies for a lot of these people. I'm not advocating for violence. I'm just saying brown shirts never fare well. Sherry, I think we've done a fairly good job laying this out. Let me just ask you this, though. Who do you think, from what you're seeing, and this has to be kind of a quick answer, who do you think might emerge from the Democrats? Because I don't think it's going to be Hillary.
Oh, good grief. I hope it's not that Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. They'd have to cheat a lot to get him in. When he was the mayor in Indianapolis, or in Indiana, I should say, he couldn't even fix a pothole. That was the standing joke about him. I hope they do run him. He'd be easy to beat, but they'd have to cheat a ton. It's incredible. Well, how can people find out more about bioacoustic analysis?
I'll tell you in a second. The idea now, whoever's going to win is going to be the one bringing America together. And so far, all these people spitting at each other is just very divisive. So I want DeSantis and Trump to get off their ego and bring America together.
I agree. And the thing is they'll get better support if they support each other. I totally agree. Yes. No one wants a house divided. But I will tell you this, Carrie Lake, I think, has to become part of this picture in some fashion.
Absolutely.
I think her reign as Arizona governor, if it holds, and who knows with midnight ballots, that's how they stole the Senate in Arizona, both positions. Yeah, I hope it holds, but she needs to be prominent. She is a star. She is what we need to lead this country. You know who she reminds me of? Without all the baggage, she's a female John Kennedy. And on that note, we're almost out of time. Quickly, tell people how they can follow up with Bioacoustics.
Okay, we've written a book called The Biggest Liar and has a lot of this in it, so they can go to soundhealthoptions.com and just download classes and software and profiles. And it's also on your site, isn't it, The Biggest Liar book?
No, it's not. Send it to me.
Okay, will do.
Send me, give me a 300 by 250 and I'll have my webmaster put it up. Okay, on that note, we are flat out of time. Sherry, thanks so much. It's always so interesting when you come on with these analysis, and I'm sure we'll have you on soon over on the TV side. To everybody else, hey, keep your fingers crossed, folks. Let's hope some of the winners that we got are still the winners and they don't steal with midnight ballots. We'll see you back here next time. God bless. Thanks, Sherry.